Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. On Radio Bulgaria, this is Time Out for Music and the Zagore Ensemble. Love Through the Years, that was the name of the show, celebrating the 50th jubilee on stage of the Zagore Ensemble back in 2005. On the eve of the 60th jubilee since Zagore's establishment, we present its Lonkia art director Vasil Gerlimov. You will also listen to renditions of the choir and orchestra. The history of the Zagore Folk Ensemble started back in 1955. It was established by conductor Panayot Yanev, and the first concert was on September the 5th, 1956. The ancient Zagore area is the heart of Thrace. Today's Stara Zagora was created more than 8,000 years ago, and it suffered a lot over the centuries. The Zagore girls are famous for their rich and beautiful voices. The play of the shepherd's flutes are magical, along with the ones of gadulkas, the playful sounds of bagpipes too. These are the lines that start the chronicle book about Zagore. No doubt the ensemble is one of the town's cultural landmarks today. It has a lot of awards, it has represented Bulgaria at international festivals in Italy, France, Spain, Holland, Greece, Turkey, Russia, etc. The gold medal at the 1961 International Youth Festival was one of the first three awards won. The formation has been granted the first degree Cyril Methodius Order, the Crystal Lyre of 2000, of the Union of Bulgarian Music and Dance Artists, the Award of Stara Zagora, etc. In 2010 it got the recognition of the Council of European Cultural and Scientific Community for, and I quote, high prestige, public recognition and contribution to Bulgarian culture conquered, end of quote.
Come in.
Choreographer Vasil Girlimov has headed ensemble for over two decades.
Ensemble is създаден далечната 55-та година.
There are so many names related to the forming of Zagore that I cannot list them all. Extraordinary creators have worked for them, the best in the folklore area. Choreographers Agripina Войнова, Белчо Станев, Иван Тодоров and Атанас Атанасов. Famous composers have covered and composed their own works exclusively for the ensemble. Красимир Кюркчийски, academician Николай Кауфман and others. We had lots of concerts across the country this year. We were honored to close the review of professional folk ensembles in the town of Пазарджик, which is one of the biggest forums here. All the professional ensembles of Bulgaria took part in it, a trupelli of music and dances. I'm happy that all our colleagues are working hard, despite the problems that our cultural sphere has been facing for decades. This is our common appeal to the society, to work in the name of our traditional heritage. There was a real folklore fest over the weekend in Stara Zagora. The municipality, the state agency for Bulgarians abroad and the town hall of Malka Vereja organized the first folklore meeting of Bulgarian formations from abroad. The idea for the event belonged to the Vereja Folk Club from Chicago, which took place in the concerts. On July the 25th and the 26th, the Rosa Band from Atlanta, Bulgari from Montreal, Dimitrovce from Toronto, Bulgara from London and Rodina from Athens show their magic on stage along with soloist John Kostov, a singer from Palma de Mallorca, Spain, and Krasimir Panchev with his bagpipe from Cyprus. Shepherd flutes players Angel Zhekov and Dimitar Stefanov, along with folk singer Temenuga Zhekova, arrived from Chicago. The performers and management of the Zagore Ensemble hosted the event and took part in its opening with their renditions.
Студеното изворче налива.
On Radio Bulgaria, you've heard Time Out for Music and the story of the Zagore Ensemble.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.